From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In Afghanistan Thursday, a car bomb exploded outside a bank in southern Helmand Province, killing at least 29 people and wounding more than 60, as both civilians and security force personnel lined up to collect their pay. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The deadly bombing came ahead of Sunday's Eid festival, which marks the end of the holy Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. Helmand is the largest Afghan province, where most of the territory is controlled or influenced by the Taliban. Authorities in Belgium said Thursday police have detained four people in connection with the investigation into the foiled bomb attack at a Brussels train station. The device hidden in a suitcase failed to fully detonate and did not injure anyone on Tuesday. Soldiers shot and killed the attacker. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd told Parliament on Thursday an independent reviewer of terrorism legislation would be leading a review into how authorities handled the recent attacks in the United Kingdom. Rudd added that the UK is facing a new phase of global terrorism.
We now believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face. Between June 2013 and the Westminster Bridge attack in March this year, the security services foiled 13 plots linked to or inspired by Islamist extremists. But since just then, we have seen five plots prevented, as well as three such Islamist extremist plots succeeding, and the appalling attack, of course, on Finsbury Park earlier this week. So we must do more.
Rudd said Britain's counterterrorism strategy will be reviewed to make sure the police and security services were well equipped to do their jobs. This is VOA News.